Unit 10. Freud and the Meaning of Dreams. Reading 1. Freud and the Meaning of Dreams. Sigmund Freud was a doctor of psychology in Vienna, Austria, at the end of the 19th century. He treated many patients with nervous problems through his talk cure. For this type of treatment, Freud simply let his patients talk to him about anything that was bothering them. While treating his patients, he began to realize that although there were events in a patient's past that she or he might not remember consciously, these events could affect the person's actions in her or his present life. Freud called the place where past memories were hidden the unconscious mind. Images from the unconscious mind might show up in a person's dreams or through the person's actions. Freud wrote a book about his theories about the unconscious mind and dreaming in 1899. The title of the book was The Interpretation of Dreams. Freud discussed several different theories about dreams, other than just his own, in the book. The theory that most doctors and scientists at that time seemed to prefer was that most of the brain's activity during the day was turned off at night. Dreams did not have any kind of use or importance in their opinion. Dreams were simply seen as part of the process of the brain turning off and then turning on again in the morning. A few researchers, however, said that dreams had a more useful function. Some researchers thought that dreams were actually the way the brain cleaned itself. During the day, people have thousands of different thoughts and impressions from what they see and hear. Not all of these impressions can be fully processed by the brain. People are distracted from processing many of these impressions by more important thoughts or impressions. At night, when a person is dreaming, the half-impressions from the day are processed and thrown away by the brain. Because the brain only has a half-impression to process, the mind uses a person's imagination to complete the impression. According to this theory, dreams are seen as half-real and half-fantasy. A third theory discussed in Freud's book says that dreams are really impressions or memories, but the dreamer does not recognize them because they were unimportant impressions from the past. For example, during a person's honeymoon, the person rarely dreams about her husband or his wife. That is because the new husband or wife has importance in the person's thoughts. It is all the other unimportant impressions from the person's honeymoon or past life that show up in dreams. But because these impressions were unimportant when first seen, the person does not recognize them in the dream. This theory also explains how impressions or thoughts that a person tries to bury in her or his mind can show up in dreams. A final theory that Freud discusses in his book is a theory that dreams are sort of play of the mind. In dreaming, the mind can take all of the images from a person's present or past life and build something new from these images. This construction is pure fantasy. During sleep, all of the patterns of thought that usually control the mind are relaxed. Dreams do not have to make sense because there are no rules to follow. Through this kind of play, the mind relaxes and refreshes itself. Freud admitted in his book that more research into dreams was needed before science could choose the correct theory, but from his point of view, the unconscious mind was the source of many of the images in dreams. Although Sigmund Freud had many opponents to his theories, his research helped further the development of modern psychiatry and became the basis for a school of counseling.